Austin, let's talk a little bit here. The MARL, or Minnesota Ag Rural Leadership Program, you just completed your international travel segment and you visited both Cambodia and Taiwan. And so first, let's talk a little bit about what you were able to see, do, and learn. First, let's start with Cambodia. You know, what were some highlights from that country?
Boy, we could talk for a long time about the highlights of Cambodia. It was a really neat experience. We got to see the culture. We got to meet the people, experience their agriculture, see some of their history. So I don't know if you're familiar with Angkor Wat, but it's a religious Hindu temple that was built in the early, 1000 to 1200 AD, and it was a really neat experience being able to see that, but being able to just get in with the culture and the people where they work and live was a really neat experience.
And so what is agriculture like in Cambodia, Austin?
It's not near what you'd expect or what you'd see in the U.S., that's for sure. They're gaining ground. It's a third world country, so they've got a lot of long ways to go, but the progress that they've made in the last 10 years, from what I understand, has been leaps and bounds, primarily rice and fruits. So they have mangoes, papayas, if you're familiar with jackfruit, coconut and bananas are probably their main fruit trees. And then they do grow quite a few cashews. They have a lot of cashews, and they also harvest rubber from rubber trees.
And so, obviously, by the sounds of it, they're going to have to import a lot of their, food staples as well beyond what they don't grow. And so, where does U.S. agriculture come into play in Cambodia?
Well, I think there's a huge opportunity in camp for U.S. agriculture in Cambodia. Cambodia is a pretty small country. It's, from what I understand, it's the size of Missouri. There's about 8 million people. The good thing is that most of those people the opportunity there is most of those people are under the age of, 80% of them are under the age of 25, and they are growing their aquaculture industry. So for soybean meal or maybe even just bulk soybeans, there's huge potential there. As the population grows, there's more potential for meat products, for small grains, corn. I know that they want to grow their livestock sector too, so that would be beneficial for our corn and soybean exports. So there's a lot of potential there, and it'll be interesting to see in the next 10 years where that goes.
And so after spending some time in Cambodia, Austin, the MARL Group moved to Taiwan, which in its own, respective nature is a bit different from Cambodia in some respects.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It was kind of amazing to see. There's, Taiwan's a pretty small island, and they have 23 million people that live on the island. So when we're driving from point A to point B, it was just one long city, it seemed like, but intermingled in that city there were rice fields. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So we're driving along their interstate and you look down and there's buildings all over, but then there'd be rice paddies every so often. Obviously they still import a mass majority of their food products, but it was cool to see that they're producing some of that within the city too.
Mm-hmm. And when I hear of Taiwan, Austin, my mind initially goes to red meat in the U.S. And so what did you see, do, and learn there as it related to U.S. agriculture?
I know that Taiwan right now does import quite a bit of meat products from the U.S., one of those being pork and the other beef. And I think there's still a lot of potential there for more imports from the USA on the pork and beef side. I know, just talking to our tour guide, and I found this very interesting, but the quality of the products obviously is very important to them. But when it comes to antibiotic use and growth hormones, some of the things that we commonly use in our livestock industry are big concerns for them. So if we can address those with the people of Taiwan, I think there's going to be more potential for exports in the future.
And so I know, like you said at the beginning, Austin, we could sit here and talk probably for hours about your trip and reflect on it. But if you had to really, as the experience as a whole, if you had to take one big takeaway from it or one experience that you'll never forget, what is that?
That's a good question. I think a person can only grow from your experiences, especially if these types of experiences, international travel, gives you a very different perspective of what you do on your own farm. Obviously, it gives you a different perspective of the world. It's important, I think, to understand how other communities and people view what we're doing and how we view what they're doing. So I think it was really interesting to go to two very different places and learn and see the cultures firsthand and get an idea what we can do to maybe help them or what they can do to help us.
And Austin, remind me how much time you have left with your Marl program. I know you've been at it for a little bit now, and what do you have left, and when is graduation?
Graduation is exactly a month away, actually. We graduate the first week in April, and this has been an 18-month program, so it's actually flown by. It's pretty amazing that we're going to be done here in a month, and that our international trip has come and gone already. It's hands down been one of the greatest experiences that I've gone through in my life as far as personal and leadership development. Strongly suggest it to anyone that's looking for a new challenge in life. You get to meet some really great people and make some really great connections, not only here in Minnesota, but across the country and across the world now.